Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of One in a Mill Trend, courtesy of Ari D.
It's One in a Mill Trend. It goes on and on and on.
That's Ice President Your Mama Eris on Twitter. Thank you for that one.
There you go. Which is appropriate. Oh, I'm Jack. You are Miles.
Yeah.
Still true to this day.
Always been true since day one.
And it's an appropriate name for our trending title because Aaliyah's One in a Million is finally on streaming.
Yeah. I think you were out on sabbatical when we were talking about, like, when it was announced that some of the albums were coming back, because her uncle owns the catalog.
Right.
But the estate doesn't. So there's like a lot of back and forth, which is tragic because, like, on one hand, I wish they were both on the same page here. But on the other hand, I can't just keep listening to bootleg shit online of Aaliyah, or I don't have the patience to go find my old, like, early iTunes hard drive that would have had these albums on it. Great to hear it again.
It's one of the what now remains, because Aaliyah was one of the last holdouts of, like, songs that weren't,
because Prince
is the stream
out.
I think Prince is streaming now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Beatles were, like, also holdouts.
They're on Apple now.
Yeah, they're on Apple now. Led Zeppelin was, like, a big one too. But I think at this point it started off being like, I'm not going to do that. And they're like, wait, what's the check? Because, like, you realize, like, you'll do the kind of numbers that, like, other artists won't, but still, then they're like, wait, what's the revenue share? Okay.
There's also conspiracy theory that she was, like, drugged before the flight or something.
Yeah, that was another thing. There was, like, a book coming out where this someone who was working at the airfield where the plane took off said that she was drugged and then, like, sort of carried on to the plane that was overloaded or whatever. So,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely wild.
We will find any musician who dies will find some conspiracy theory. I think the default is they're still alive and they fake their death, but we will always
that
find
happens a
way a
lot
to...
in right wing conspiracy world, like the shapeshifter narrative, because there are people who think, like, there's some wild shit. I don't even want to bring it up because once you start looking at this shit, you're just going to get disheartened.
Right. All right. Mike Richards is trending. We did it. We took him down. we'll talk a little bit more about it on Monday's episode, but,
grand opening, grand closing, you know,
that was quick.
Yeah.
That was quick.
He says, yeah, I'm like, sorry. It's, did the real standard thing where it's not his actions that are a problem. It's that who he is just a distraction now. So
better.
I just fuck off out of here and just, I'll just stay the showrunner of the show and steer it from there.
Dan Patrick is trending. Because, yeah, not that one.
Oh.
The Texas lieutenant governor.
Oh, the one who said sacrifice your granny for COVID early on in the pandemic.
Yes.
Him.
And it's not his fault that COVID went and got out of hand. He's actually blaming black people for the state's COVID problem.
Yep. He went on, I believe, the Ingram angle or some shit. And yeah, just got out there talking his nonsense about like, well, you know, the unvaccinated black people is probably something like we should be thinking about, blah, 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 blah. But if you really look at it, like just from numerals, numbers, mathematics, you know that that's not the case. When you actually take into consideration what the population looks like. But, you know, this is a standard trope because last week they were blaming immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week at probably next week, they're going to blame critical race theory for the COVID. And then after that is going to be Hamid Karzai and the Afghani government or something like that. So they'll just keep hopping around.
It all ties back to feminism.
And then wrap it all back up. It was Ruth Bader Ginsburg this whole time.
There's a new study that we're having trouble figuring out how they came up with this, but it's saying that babies born during COVID have lower IQs.
This is in the New York Post.
Which, that's always a trustworthy tracks. Source. But we were trying to figure out, like, what IQ test are they giving to babies that are less than 2 years old?
Yeah, is there, I mean, you come from a medical background family. Do you know of any such thing to gauge an infant, newborn, or toddler's intelligence quotient? I mean, those tests are biased anyway, because which babies are they testing? Which tests are they using? You know what I mean?
I mean, if they were like developmentally delayed a little bit, like maybe they're like learning to speak slightly later. But even then, it's like that doesn't mean shit. That just is like a very early stage.
I just want to read just part of this New York Post just to understand what the fuck they've been talking about. Scientists discovered the coronavirus significantly impacted the intelligence of children born during it. Cognitive development. Researchers analyzed the cognitive performance of 672 children born in Rhode Island, 180 of them born well into the pandemic, 308 before the pandemic, and 176 of them born during its beginning stage, January to March 2020. They found that children born have during that time pronouncedly lower IQs than those born before it. They spent so much time inside. Again,
this feels like a convenient story for like Fox News viewers.
Oh, yeah. To then be like, see, that's why these lockdowns. And I get it, though, too, because definitely like with my friends of young kids who are like being socialized in that time of not many people coming over. They do notice how their kids are a lot shyer, like when like adults just show up at the house because they just weren't used to that kind of in and out flow of like people in the house. But yeah, I still do not understand. They're just saying like even this Guardian article is citing it, but I still don't understand how you test this.
Yeah, show me the tests. I want to get a little bit better idea of the tests they're giving to 0 and 1 year olds to find out what their IQ is.
There's still no like methodology even in this Guardian article. Like how could you pause? Hey baby, who doesn't pick the green ball? You know, like, motherfucker just pissed himself. See, that's a big fucking dud for this baby's intelligence. Like, I don't, what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure there's proper ways to do it, but for the jokes, it doesn't make sense.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and Kendrick is trending. We've been on a Kendrick album watch for a while, ever since TDE announced something was coming over the summer. And then what did that end up being? Was that a...
I think it was Isaiah Rashad's new album. It's so hard to remember.
And we were hoping that was a new Kendrick album, but now they have announced that Kendrick does have an album coming.
There's like a post on like a website that like you go into it. It says like new thoughts. It's like a project called Oklama, A-K-A-O-K-L-A-M-A. And it's like a very, you know, simple website. And there's like a thing, a folder that says new thoughts. And then when you click it, there's a statement. And again, it's his, this is where he announces this, but it's like written just like you would imagine Kendrick Lamar would say, like, I'm making an album. It's very poetic. Quote, I spent most of my days with fleeting thoughts, writing, listening, and collecting old beach cruisers. The morning rides keep me on a hill of silence. I go months without a phone. Love, loss, and grief have disturbed my comfort zone, but the glimmers of God speak through my music and family. While the world around me evolves, I reflect on what matters the most, the life in which my words will land next. As I produce my final TDE album, I feel joy
to have been part of such a cultural imprint after 17 years. The struggles, the success, and most importantly, the brotherhood. May the Most High continue to use Top Dog as a vessel for candid creators as I continue to pursue my life's calling. There's beauty in completion and always faith in the unknown. Thank you for keeping me in your thoughts. I've prayed for you all. See you soon enough. Oklahoma. So.
Oh, he signed it, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay.
He might be, I don't know, dude. He's out there. We'll see. I mean, this dude won a Pulitzer for damn. So,
yeah.
I'm very curious, especially like, because a lot of people are like, man, what is he thinking? Especially after 2020. Like, so many people were like, what is going on? So we'll see what this Oklahoma thing is about. But
did he reference beach cruisers?
Yeah, he said been collecting vintage beach cruisers.
Cool.
You know, sort of like, you know, like Debo would in Friday. Except he wasn't collecting.
The bikes or the cars?
What's a beach cruiser car? Like a Woody?
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing as a Woody. But it's just the
for me,
just
a beach cruiser is a bike. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay. All right. Well, another equally impactful Pulitzer-winning cultural institution is dropping some heat today. Mm-hmm. Paw Patrol, the Nickelodeon show about a team of pups, private police force, some would say, are dropping the movie version.
Oh.
This is a show that captured the minds and attentions of it's really like my 5-year-old's well out of it. My 3-year-old is kind of over it too.
Oh.
Like, I think it's more like 2 to 3.5-year-olds are into the Paw Patrol, but I'm sure they will want to watch this movie, and it looks,
the animation is slick. You know, like if I was kid, I'd be like, ah, wow, mm-hmm. We love the police if they're dogs. sniffing for drugs, but cool. I'm sure it's gonna do numbers. So funny seeing the tweets on like online. People just like parents being like, God, please don't let my child know about this shit right now. Please, on everything
I can't
that's holy,
do it. Yeah.
Can't handle it because we already watched fucking this other movie 900,000 times. I cannot do it.
All right, and finally, Facebook's been trending. Before we get to the story they want us to pay attention to, the reason that they should be trending is that the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, sharpening their case against Facebook for their antitrust behavior. Saying that they basically buy up companies that are a threat. In one case, Snap was interested in purchasing like this like music video app, and Facebook swooped in, overpaid for it, and then shut it down. So, like, they're just straight up bullies.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Bad for society.
Hey, it's a free market, dude. It's a free market.
Yeah.
I mean, cry.
I've been reading and like listening to podcasts about the Gilded Age and like just the period of history where, you know, that this is essentially what oil barons and railroad barons were doing, and we had to break it up, and it takes time. But, you know, I'm hoping that is still possible, even though to get us back to functioning at a C+ level,
right,
as a society. But yeah,
we'll see.
Unfortunately, Facebook and companies like them are doing everything in their power to make sure that government scrutiny never comes by spending just untold amounts on lobbying.
Who cares that domestic terrorist just was streaming live on Facebook for however long that was before anything happened? You know, not a problem. Yeah. Not a problem. Don't worry about how they are like very transparently not enforcing the same laws in like authoritarian countries when it comes to like misinformation and shit like that. Not a problem. Not a problem.
Not a problem. But the thing that you should be paying attention to was that interview with Mark Zuckerberg on one of the morning shows. CBS This Morning, where Mark Zuckerberg showed off a new technology where you can do meetings in virtual reality.
Oh,
It's called Horizon Workrooms. Yeah, they basically want people to use Oculus Quest VR headsets to attend virtual meetings.
Right. Oh, God. They're already being like, oh, here's the new way. If offices are virtual, we can still find a way to get into their rent budget. So what they'll have to do is buy their employees like $300 headsets. And then that's the new standard operating equipment. So you can look at a shitty rendering of your coworkers.
Yeah.
What? Zoom's fine.
Boring, shitty matrix is what we're headed for.
Yeah.
It costs $300. Apparently, it gives people headaches, fatigue, nausea, or some combination of all three.
Yeah, depending. Yeah, for sure.
And then you also would have to install a Facebook branded camera in your home. Which
fuck that.
Yeah, they're not the best.
I only trust Google and Apple.
Privacy.
Okay. Nice try, Mark.
Nice try, asshole.
Do no evil.
Yeah, it just feels like maybe not the direction that we should be taking this company, creating an entire separate realm of reality where
that's the metaverse
where
dude.
You are forced to go. Yeah,
that's what he's all in on.
Yeah, he was talking about how I think of Facebook more as like a metaverse company than anything. Yeah.
And everyone thinks
we're not
of
a
you
media company
as a dorky asshole. Get the fuck out of here, dude! Fucking. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what if the government's capable of doing anything to rein this fucking thing in, but I doubt it. I don't know. Like, I don't see how that works.
I think the thing that they were talking about in this latest charging document was about like making them sell Instagram or get rid of Instagram and, you know, WhatsApp and all the things that they've bought up that have made them unfuckwithable.
Don't you know that I'm a fuckwittable? That Kid Cudi song?
Oh, I don't even know that song.
Cudi song. But yeah, it's true. I mean, and also Instagram at this point, it's purely an ad platform.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I know people use this shit, but for Instagram, like, oh no, that's how we get the ads off, baby, on IG. And these motherfuckers hit because we're already scooping up your data if you got Facebook. So then we'll fucking tell you what the fuck you want. I'm looking at I'm in the market for an electric bike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then fucking seconds later, the fucking IG is chock full of electric bike ads.
So you want like a bicycle that then has an electric motor?
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Like, there's hills and shit. And like, there's a lot of times I would rather not drive. Like, I like going to places where you can ride a bike. Like, it just feels more, I don't know, it's just more vibey for me, for lack of a better word. I just like the feeling of like being out on a bicycle because it's like truly my first mode of transportation as an adolescent. But like, you know, there's a lot of hills and things where I live, like not necessarily like in a, like I live in the hills, but like there's inclines and shit that would probably dissuade me from going long distance. Cause I'm like, I'm not trying to be a sweaty fucking mess just to go eat up the street. And so I'm like, yeah, a little pedal assist.
Those things are awesome. We rented one when we were like I was towing the kids around on one.
Oh,
it was easy.
That little sidecar, little whatever thing they call that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Trailer, baby trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, sponsors, get at me. I'm in the market.
What one little detail of this reason to be a little bit concerned about Facebook, you know, doing any 3D mapping of you or your environment. When asked in 2019 if this was something they did, Facebook responded that they, quote, don't collect and store images of 3D maps of your environment on our servers today. So they got real specific on that one. It's like, yo.
3D environments of your domicile on our servers presently.
At this moment.
In time.
Since I started this sentence. Mm-hmm. Anyways. That's what they do. They just do messed up shit and then apologize for it after we catch them doing it.
Yeah, and do the whole Dave Chappelle, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
I didn't know I couldn't
do
that.
And they're fucking a VR. VR is fun, like in the right ways. Like it's interesting to me. But don't start tinging it with the fucking toil of work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like don't, but again, if we're going to be fully wallied out, I mean, it makes sense that you would just be in some fucking like Matrix motor seat with a headset on and being like, I got to go to work. And it's like,
right. The Wally was accurate. It was just too leisurely.
Right.
You know, you gotta work.
Yeah.
Gotta earn that floating chair. All right. Well, those are the things that are trending here on Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. We also have a live show on Wednesday that is going to be so fun.
Dude, there's going to be costumes. Interactive,
audio, visual.
Music, yeah, dancing.
I'm halfway through picking up my wardrobe. It's going to give you douche chills. Ooh, guaranteed douche chills. My outfit. Yeah, yeah.
I hope people can't even get over what we're saying because we look like just such an embarrassment with our clothing.
Yeah, so go. We'll put a link to the tickets in the description of the regular episodes of the show. So go there, get your tickets, and we'll talk to y'all on Monday. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the fucking vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.